Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, where we talk with the top administrators of communities throughout Central Kentucky. Joining me today is Danville Mayor Bernie Hunstad. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Alan.
Coming up in October, of course, your town will once again host a vice presidential debate. This is the second time that you have had that honor. So obviously the question that comes to mind is, what is your secret? How is Danville getting at the top of the list to host vice presidential debates?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great question. And the answer I would have to give is that Center College did it right the first time. And they have what it takes to give confidence to the Presidential Debate Commission to come to a small town in central Kentucky and put on what it will probably be the premier debate of the election season.
And speaking of that, what is Danville doing right now to prepare for that national spotlight?
Well, the city itself will be getting a lot of outside help that will be coming in. It'll be kind of like the cavalry arriving, you know, just as you see the Indians coming over the hill. The cavalry will be coming over the hill behind us, hopefully. But we have our emergency services personnel have been in contact. Secret Service, of course, has been in town. Center College does, up to this point, their 99% of the coordination is done by them. We'll really come in closer to the actual date.
How would you characterize the town and gown relationship that Danville has with Center College?
Oh, we have a great relationship. We share a boundary and a history that is probably as good as any place that you'll find it. You can go back in history, our high school football team played on their football field. They're right downtown. They have their bookstore in the old hub building, the coffee shop. You find their students participating in the stores downtown. It's a very good and close relationship.
Turning our attention to the town of Danville, how would you describe the state of the local economy as you see it as mayor of Danville?
Well, we are much like the rest of the nation. We're kind of plugging through this economy. The city's revenues have declined only a modest amount, and they've been kind of held flat. We're still in the black. We feel fortunate. We know that there's a lot of other cities that are having more difficulty than we are. We have money to plan for the future. We're in the process of seeking funding for a $28 million water plant expansion. One of the things that we're blessed with is we have five highways that intersect our city. So we're a bit of a regional draw in a regional hub. We have a large workforce that comes into the city from the south, and we have a small workforce that heads north to Lexington.
And obviously you're very proud of Danville, and Danville has been on the map for a long, long time with the Great American Brass Band Festival and the aforementioned first vice presidential debate. And for someone who's never been through Danville, tell them what they're missing.
Well, when you enter Danville, I think most people are struck by our main street. We're blessed that even though we're a small town, we have a broad street to go straight down. We have very nice facades. There are things to do downtown. We're going through a bit of a revival right now with some people say that we are the per capita brewing capital of the United States. We have the Lohr Brewery Company. We have the Beer Engine. So we're coming along in that way. We have V the Market, which is a boutique shop dealing in liqueurs and bourbons and finer wines. We're and at the other end of the spectrum, we have a liquor barn. So we have a pretty good array of restaurants. We have a broad-based industrial group. In addition to Center College, we have Eastern has an extension school there. We have the Bluegrass Technical College. We have a business college. Our high school improved their scores this past year. So we we're really a blessed little community. We're striving to do better. We have our challenges meeting this economy just like everybody else, but we're working at it.
You know, Danville's always wanting to expand and take on many of these industries and companies of larger cities. And how do you do that and retain the small town charm that Danville is known for?
Our industrial park is just outside of the what you would call here in Lexington the Beltway. We have a bypass. It's a very nice, laid-out industrial park. It's a private foundation. They're one of the first foundations that started in the state. And I guess that I have to go back and say that they just did it right when they set it up. The housing, whether it was by design or just luck, we have managed to spread out our good medium-income neighborhoods. We've been ahead probably in the park system. We've got Millennium Park. And this is probably not unique, but it is the challenge that we face and we probably really share with other cities of our size. And that's having the revenue to maintain the infrastructure of the city. We're like many small towns. You know, our sidewalks are not perfect. All of our street lights don't match. Some of them may flicker on and off. And traffic is a considerable problem with the amount of cars coming in basically on one street from the south. We're a little better on the north side, but on the south side, we have a very high traffic count that's channeled downtown. I would also mention the regional hospital that we have, and we're one of the few communities that managed to retain a very nice hospital and expand it into a regional facility, and we left it downtown. So that creates some unique problems in terms of traffic when you intermix the smaller numbered streets like a 3rd Street or a 2nd Street or a 4th Street, and you mix with that ambulances coming in from the three surrounding counties. Fortunately, we also have an AirVac that's located at our airport, which is the Stuart Powell Field. We have one of the nicest small-town airports that you'll find in Kentucky as well. And with the AirVac, that's been a blessing to keeping some of those emergency vehicles off of our downtown area.
Other than the vice presidential debate coming up later this fall, what other big events are going on in Danville in the coming weeks?
Well, we're establishing ourselves as the Kentucky Barbecue Festival. We did this the first time last year. We had a local business couple that stood up and stood this thing up. They did a fantastic job. We had an estimated 30,000 people that came in and participated in actually being able to consume the barbecue. We had world-class contestants, individuals who participated at, you know, if you go to Memphis, Tennessee, for example, they're bigger than we are, but they don't let you eat the barbecue because, you know, it's big money contest for them. So you can come to Danville and you'll have one or two of those people that may have participated there or some of the other big barbecue cook-offs, and you'll actually be able to taste their food. You can walk up the line and order up your own barbecue sandwich. So that's really another unique thing about Danville. One thing you haven't asked me about was Constitution Square. That's the location of the barbecue festival, and it's really nice that you come down and you mix a bit of Kentucky history. The city of Danville, is older than the state of Kentucky, and it's older than the county in which we live, because that was the location where the state constitution was actually drawn up. And so you can go there and you can see Governor's Circle. You can see pioneer-style habitats and schoolhouses, and it's right downtown. So that makes it a very nice place to stop. Across the street from that, you have the McDowell House, which was famous doctor who performed the first abdominal surgery to remove a tumor.
When are the dates for the barbecue festival?
Alan, that barbecue festival is September 8th and 9th of 2012. I hope you make it down.
You mentioned the fact that we can actually eat what is being judged. I think I just might do that. Our guest today has been Danville Mayor Bernie Hunstad. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Alan, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.